Okay, so we had left off with the exploring the question of Dalet al Dalet, right?
Yep.
And the Tosfos. So we had that there's a machlokas between the Tosfos and the Balamor about when Das can be machshav amokom as a Dalet al Dalet. Because everybody agrees it's an idea of Dalet al Dalet, and everybody agrees that there are times where your machshava can make it into a, can equate it with a Dalet al Dalet. Right? Namely, the cases are the Hishtin and Rok. Right? That's in terms of the Akira. That's Mashra, the Mokom of the Guf, as an Akira. Here, right? And then there is where you throw it to the dog or the kivshan. And that's mashra the makom of hanocha. Correct? But the question is, what's the idea of these cases and how do you apply it to other cases? So Tosa says it only works. You can only be machshav the makom, either for akira or for anocha, when that makom is indispensable to this maisa.
That's
tosos. So, for instance, you need to spit out the phlegm. There's no other way than from your mouth. So your mouth becomes an important part of spitting. An indispensable element in the spitting, right? That makom is chashuv to that maisa. And so too, he learns the case where you throw the thing to the dog is where you're feeding the dog. So the dog's mouth is part of the maisa of feeding, right? So therefore, Tosu says, but just stomp to put something into somebody's hand or to take something from somebody's hand would not qualify as a makom dal dog, because there's nothing intrinsic in the maisa. It's not a different kind of a maisa of putting it into his hand, right? It's not a kind. That's not a different kind of a maisa.
How do you define the maisa though? Like, what is it? What if your maisa is putting this from my hand into that guy's hand? How now are we defining the thing?
Right. So that's what the Rambam was trying to explain a little bit, right? That it has to be chashuv in another, that there's a chashivas in terms of the malacha itself of hotzah that the Torah tells you is dalet al dalet. Now, if you're going to try to make a new maisa hotzah, he says that won't work. To try to say, well, I'm doing hanocha, this is my hanocha. My hanocha is 2x2. So that's different than saying. That's different than saying, if I'm feeding a dog, then the makom is chashuv from the activity of feeding the dog. Because the Ramban, we have to try to explain it, but the Ramban is saying, trying to address your question, saying there's a difference between validating the makom as a makom of hanocha per se, and validating the makom through another activity. Then you can't say I'm going to consider it a makom hanocha of less than 4x4. That's like trying to rewrite what the Torah says is a makom hanocha. But what? That's not what it means that you have das. That's not what it means that you're machshev the makom. Doesn't mean you think of the makom as a special place. Think of the makom as the place I want to put the object down. Machshev the makom, he says, is really almost the opposite. That you machshev the maisa, that you have das to do a specific maisa, like spitting or feeding a dog. And that maisa demands a certain place. Right? Mm-hmm. So it's not machshava on the malacha that makes you chayev. It's the machshava on the activity that makes the makom necessary. So he says it's a little bit funny because it's sort of backwards. It's sort of, if you think about doing the malacha, you're pater. right? If the malacha, is hanachan dal adal, I say I want to do hanachan dal adal. I want to do hanachan beis al beis. So that machshava doesn't count. That machshava is no good. But if I'm not thinking about hosah at all, and I just have in mind I want to feed the dog, that he says is malachas machshavas. So it's difficult. We have to try to explain. I mean, it's a little confusing. It doesn't give you a yishuv hadas over here. Something that needs to be explained a little. But the Baal HaMor learned the other way. The Baal HaMor learned that it's actually machshava on the makom, right? That if I have machshava on the makom as the makom hanocha, then it doesn't have to be dalet al dalet, right? And therefore he held that there's no question in the Mishnah on the hanocha aspect. But he says, but by the akira, there's no reason why the akira, you're not machshav the place you're taking it from. Nobody cares where they take it from. Except for the case of rogue. Right? So in other words, so he's really learning different than the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ramban. That when it says you're machshiv the mokom as a mokom dalal dalal, it means really that you have intention of putting it down in that spot. Right? And since you have intention of putting it down in that spot, that's what makes it like a dalal dalal. But there's no idea of taking it away from the spot and making the mokom important by taking it away, unless it's the case of spitting, where you need to empty out your mouth. Okay, so we said though that just to set it up, and we're trying to define the machlokas, but just to set it up, said the question is what's the machshava on, right? According to Rabbeinu Tam, according to the Tosfos and the Ramban, the machshava is on the activity. That if you have machshava for an activity that demands a certain place, that's machshav the makom. So I have in mind to feed the dog. Feeding a dog demands the dog's mouth. So therefore, the dog's mouth becomes the makom. But I'm not thinking about the mouth. Just to think about the mouth per se wouldn't help me. Right? That would just be trying to make up places. You have to think, you have to want to feed the dog. You have to be doing an activity that demands that place. This is not possible to do it any other way. And therefore he holds, you can have that same logic applied to Akira and Anocha, right? But the Baal HaMor, is learning that you're thinking about the place, right? Not that you're thinking about the activity. You're actually thinking about the place. The only thing is, he says, it's nonsensical to think about the place you're taking it from. Nobody thinks about that. Nobody cares about that. Right? I care about where I put it down. I don't care about where I take it off.
So in the spitting case?
Except the spitting case. That's the only time I care about where I'm taking it from.
In terms of the makom.
In terms of the makom. So this makom, I'm trying to clear it out. But taking it, that's why he learns that the Gemara's question by the hand is really only on the Akira part. But the Gemara never had a question on the Anocha part. Whereas Tosa says, no, it's an equally good question on both parts. Okay? But anyway, so where does it leave us? Let's try to figure out if we can understand the Machlokas a little bit over here. So did you see that Tosus over there on Ayin Gimel and Beis? So Shabbos is unique. I mean, and the Ramban, I don't know if you've looked at the Ramban again, but the Ramban keeps emphasizing Malechas Machshavas. Right. So we have an interesting case over here. The Gemara says like this. Says like this, Zomer v'tzorach le'etzim. Okay, so what's Zomer? Zomer is pruning, right? La'tzmiach ha'gefen. You prune the branches to cause the tree to grow.
That's an av or a tolda?
That's zorea. It's a good question. Is it an av or is it a tolda? But it's at least a tolda. I think it's equivalent to Zorea.
Yeah.
It's equivalent to Zorea, right? But kulan the Zorea va'zomer va'notea va'mavich va'markiv kulan malacha achasim. Okay, it's all the same malacha. So that's one malacha. Now what's kotzer? Kotzer is harvesting. right? Kotzer is harvesting. So now let's say the guy does this. Let's say he does the pruning, right? And at the same time, he wants the wood for firewood. So he's accomplishing two things at once. Okay? So Rashi, Zomer Latzmiach HaGefen. He wants to make the vine grow properly. So you have to cut it. Vitzarach L'Eitzim L'Hasokah. And he also happens to need firewood. Mishum Vitzarach Lohem Havi Tolda Dekotze. Vitzarach Nami Liptzar. So because he wants them, that's why it's also Kotze. Okay? So let's take a look at Tosus. So Yechayev twice. Yechayev because of Zoreya and because of Kotze. Okay? So let's take a look at Tosus. It's like this. And he says, Vitzarach L'Eitzim Nira. Dafilu l'Rebbe Yehuda de Mechayev Melacha Shein Tzrichu L'Gufa. So there's another machlokas, a very pervasive machlokas. Okay, it's brought up constantly in Shabbos by a melacha shein tzrich legufa, right? And I think we discussed in the past that if you do a melacha not for the purpose of the melacha, right? Like the normal cases, you dig a hole because you want the dirt, as opposed to the malacha of digging is for the hole. Normally the malacha of digging is considered for the hole. You want to make a hole to put something in, right? But let's say you do it because you want the dirt, not the right reason. So that's called the malacha shein tzrich legufa. Okay? You don't care about the hole. We've been happy just to have dirt. Okay? So that's a machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda holds Yechayev on the Melacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufa. So what's Tosus's point? You gotta figure it out. You gotta figure out Tosus's point. So he's saying that what? That even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that you're always Chayev from Melacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufa, bo'in on Tzorach L'Eitzim. So what's Tosus's question? What's Tosus's question over here? What's he saying? What's he trying to say over here? Did you guys look at Tosus?
We looked at it, but we didn't really
okay,
know
yeah,
what
not,
was going
not
on.
Our area. So it means like this, that why don't you say like this? Why don't you say every time I do Zomer, it's also like a kotzer that's not Tzorach L'Gufo?
You shouldn't need to actually want it. It should be anyways.
That's right. No, it's according to Rabbi Yehuda. Every time you do Zomer, you're also producing firewood.
Right.
So according to Rabbi Shimon, you have to have machshava. I understand, because he holds in general, you always have to want the product of the malacha to be chayav. But if you hold, you don't need to want the product to be chayav. So why don't you say every time you do Zomer, you chayav shtayim according to Rabbi Yehuda? Because you're automatically producing firewood.
Regardless,
just like the guy who digs a hole and doesn't want. In other words, Lagabi the Kotzer, it's like the guy is collecting firewood and not wanting the firewood. Right? So he's like digging the hole, not wanting the hole. So why don't you say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you always chayav shtayim? So Tosfos says, no. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, in the normal case of Zomer, you're not chayav shtayim. Why? Why? Bo'inon tzorach le'etzim. Delo mikri be'etzim kotzer ela b'inyin zeh. It's not even called a kotzer, unless you want them. That's the chiddush of Tosfos. No, it's by the hole, when I dig a hole. So that is the tzura of the malacha. That is the very tzura of the malacha. I don't want the hole. So that's a malacha shein tzrich l'gufa. Okay? But Tosus is saying over here, when I do zomer and wood falls off, that's not automatically the tzura of kotzer. It's only because I want the wood that it becomes kotzer. There's a difference between saying the malacha is happening and I don't want it, and saying that it's not happening unless I want it. There's a difference between saying that the malacha happens even though I don't want it. That's when the Torah defines the tzura. It's an obvious, like picking wheat, right? Doesn't matter if you don't want the wheat. Wheat is automatically kosher because that's defined and it's omed and it's designated as a harvest. That's intrinsically a maisa of ketzira. If I would cut the wheat because I want to have a better view of my out my window. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you'd be chayev because that is kotzer. Okay, but over here he's saying maybe that's why Rashi says the case of Gifonim, that over here the vines are not normally an object of Ketzira. That's not a normal harvest object. So, unless you have in mind that you want them, it's not even considered a malacha of Kotzer. In any way. It's not that it happens inadvertently. It's not even happening.
It's not the Tzura.
It's not the Tzura. So what do you see from this, though? You see from this over here that your Das can make a new can create a malacha where a malacha wasn't, right? Can create the tzura of the malacha, because Rabbi Yehuda only cares if the tzura of the malacha is taking place, right? He doesn't care whether you want it or not.
Right.
So you see from this that here's a simple case. I'm trying to show you a case where by hotzah is very confusing with the machshava, because the whole malacha is confusing, right? So I thought if we could take a simple case where you see how machshava works more clearly, maybe we can try to apply it to our case and figure it out. So here's a simple case. Rabbi Yehuda holds Yechayev if you're osek in the maisa of a malacha. Okay? Now here's a malacha of kosher. So he says that there are predefined, if you will, tsuros of kotzer. Those are things that are normally harvested. Roots and wheat and those types of things. And that tsura is set. If you harvest them for any reason, you're also doing the malacha of kotzer. But there are odd products of kotzer. Those are only considered kotzer if I want them. Okay? And he has another case. Similar case of by kvushim. Okay, like let's say you have a pickle, right? You have a pickle. So it says, he also the next case is korea amanas litpo. I mean to say that if the malacha is korea amanas litpo, right? What does that mean? That means you only chayav if you tear intending to mend, right? Why would you tear intending to mend? Anybody know?
You're tailoring something,
because it was sewn up wrong the first time. So it's an interesting thing that the malachos, that some of the malachos, or mochik amanas lichto. Why would you do that? Why would you be mochik amanas lichto? Because you made a mistake the first time. So it's an interesting thing. It seems to be an interesting philosophical point that we say that the malachos on Shabbos come from the malachos of the Mishkan, but built into what's considered malachos of the Mishkan is the mistakes they make when they're making the Mishkan.
Not just the pristine form.
That's right. Because that's the question. Where is Mochik in the Mishkan? Because when they would write numbers on the board, sometimes they'd make a mistake and they have to erase it and rewrite it. Or if they were sewing things, sometimes they would sew it and it would be buckling. It would buckle. So they have to tear it and sew it again. So you see that man can't make things without making mistakes. So if the malacha is the asiyas hamishkan of a person, it has to include his mistakes. That's part of the asiyah. That's part of the asiyah. That's what they call the cost of doing business. That's it. That's just built in as part of the asiyah. So anyway, so the malacha, let's say, is mochek amnas lichtov. Let's take that case. So let's say you're mochek not amnas lichtov. Why don't you say according to review that's a malacha shen shvi'cha gufa? Right? No, that's not the malacha at all. Same kind of thing. The mochek that's not amanas lichtov is not considered the malacha at all. Because it's not the process of ksiva. It's only a mochek that's part of ksiva. But if I just a mochek, that's
not the
maisa per se. So it says like this. There's another case. If you have kvushim, let's say you have a pickle, right? And it's too juicy. It's a juicy pickle. Okay? So you squeeze out the juice. Right? So the Gemara says it depends. If you're squeezing out the juice because you don't like the pickle to be so juicy, then it's mutter. right? But if you want the juice, then you chayev achatas. Right? But even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it would seem, he's saying. Right? Why? Because that's also a kind of a thing. That pickle is not a normal thing to squeeze. It's not a normal maisa disha. It's not something that is like wheat that you intrinsically have to separate the kernel from the chaff.
Yeah.
So I'm always uncertain about that one for some reason. Sounds funny anyway, shit. But so it's only considered shechita because you have in mind for the product. But normally you don't consider it existing in a normal way as a product inside its housing. It's only because you're machshava later. So what do you see over here? So what type of a machshava? Would you call this? What type of machshava would you... But let's say, I mean, Tosafos doesn't mention this, but it's a double portion. But let's say I would go to the wheat, like I was mentioning, anything I mentioned to you. Let's say I would go to wheat, and I would cut it with my teeth. Right? Would you say that that is kotzer? No. Even if I say, but that's how I do it. That's how I harvest my wheat. Right?
That's just not the tzura of the melacha.
So your kavanah couldn't do it then?
What's that?
So then your kavanah couldn't?
That your kavanah could not do. So what's the chiluk? So what can your kavanah do and when? What can your kavanah not do? So
you could say that the eitzim are kotzer.
The kavanah cannot create a new tzura.
Right.
But
part of the
tzura
can be your kavanah.
But it can what?
Can bring you into the tzura.
It can add products. It can add entities to the to the tzura.
Oh, I see.
And I mean, you can say now wood is an entity of kotzer.
It can't make a brand new type of tzura.
But it can't make a new tzura of kotzer. Right? It can add entities to the category of kosher. It can expand the category.
It wouldn't be a toldo.
No. Because, that's a good question. It depends how far you're going. As long as it's in the same realm of... That's a good question. Would it be a toldo?
Yeah, because I mean it's...
You mean, would the Zomer, would the Eitzim be a toldo? Mustafa, you're right. It would be a toldo. Mustafa, you're right. But it'd still be in this Derisa. Still
be
in this Derisa.
Yeah, you're right. Just saying it's the... Components. Right. I mean, you have to have the sword, but components of it are.
That's
different.
A good question. It's an interesting question. Usim, you're right though. Usim is a tolda. Like tochein, if you take, I have to think about it. That's a good question. Yeah, Usim, you're right. Okay, but the machshava, without the machshava, it's not even considered the tzura of a malacha. Because not because your machshava is making a new tzura. But it's including a new entity into the category. Okay? So first, you also have a lot of that by shiurim. That the shiur of hotzah, let's say, is depends on the substance, right? The shiur of hotzah. If you're taking out the wheat, if you're taking out straw, it has to be enough to feed the cow. If you're taking out this, it has to be enough to feed the goat. You know, different things. But I think everybody holds that if you have a specific reason for a specific thing, then the shear is even a mashir. Okay? But that's because the shear is also means to say that that's a question of the entity that you're doing it to. It has to have a certain chashivas. But you can't say, well, I carry things on my head. That's how I carry things. That's the tzura. That's a shinoy in the tzura. Right? It's a question. Certain places they carry things in their heads. It's a question. But that's the chiluk. So now if we can try to apply that to our case, before we do it in specific, it would seem in abstract, we'd have to say like this. That Tosos is saying, and the Ramban, they're saying to have machshava that I want to put the object down on a 2x2 for no reason, that's just my machshava. That would be a shinoi in the tzura. Right? That would be like doing kotzer with my teeth. But what? But to say, I'm going to feed the dog, right?
That's the way it's done.
That, for some reason, both is more dogs. Like including Eitzim into the category.
Right. It doesn't seem to. Right.
Doesn't seem to. And so too with the Balamor. It has to be the other way, the opposite way. That he holds that the machshava on the makom is like a machshava of the Eitzim. Right? That's not. So in other words, so what would it seem? It would seem to say like this. And the question is, the first question would seem to be like this. Let's just take the simple question. If you machshav the makom, I want to put it down on a makom 2x2. So according to the Tosfos, that doesn't help. According to the Balamor, it does help. Right? According to the Tosfos, it doesn't help. According to the Balamor, it does help. Okay. According to the Balamor, it does help. So you must say, somehow the Balamor is learning that it's similar to the Kotzer case. Right? And the Tosfos is saying, no, that's similar to... So in other words, you can put it this way, that according to the Baal HaMor, the makom you're putting it down is not part of the tzura of how you're doing it, but it's part of what you're doing itself.
Wow. It's a big...
right?
Yeah. I follow that one. It's not part of the tzura, I see. What is it?
So, it would seem he's saying like this, that what's the malacha of Hotzah? Part of the very malacha of Hotzah is to be mishtamesh with a makom. In other words, the question is, where does makom come in? Where does makom come in? Okay? It would seem the Baal HaMor is learning that it's not simply taking it, it's not simply changing the, it doesn't all go by the object. It's not all by the object. The way we've been thinking about it is everything is in the object. And the object just has qualities. And one of the qualities is makom. Right? It would seem the Baal HaMor is saying that when you put the object down, it's more than just changing the quality of the object. You're also being mishtamesh with that makom. You're using the makom. Okay? That's part of the isser. Using the makom.
For the hefsa.
Now, a stam entity of makom, that's roi for tashmish, is dalet al dalet. But if I have a specific machshava, I want to use this makom, then I'm simply adding a new entity into the category of makom. In other words, you could say like this, that the makom dalal is like wheat. That's omed for tashmish. And if it's less than dalal, then I have to be machshav it. I have to say, no, but I want this spot. But that's not changing the whole tzura, that's just changing the object, because not only is the thing you're moving part of the object of the malacha, but the makom is part of the object of the malacha. So as long as we can put everything into the object, that's our rule. That machshava will help in turn if it's lacking because it's not the right object. You want to boil the rule down one step further, right? You say machshava helps when it's lacking because of the object. So when I normally do Zomer, I don't have an object of Kotzer. Unless I'm machsh of the wood. Now I have an object of Kotzer. Right? But when I cut the wheat with my teeth, the object is there. I'm not losing, there's nothing wrong with the object. It's the derech that's the problem. Right? So your machshava will help in choosing the right object. Now, without machshava, there are standards. Right? Wheat is a standard even without your machshava, because that you see from Rabbi Yehuda. He doesn't need that you have to want it to be a malacha. the malacha even without you wanting it. How? Because it's an objective category. So there are certain entities that are objective, right? And if I would do Zomer on something that's not objective, it's not a malacha at all, right? It's not a malacha of Kotzer at all. But my machshava can include objects that are not normally included. But that's only things that are lacking the shame of the malacha because of the object, right? But if I say, even if I have no hands, and I say I do ketir with my teeth, that doesn't matter. That's a new tzura in the maisa. That's a new tzura in the derech. Yimachshava can't make new malachos. Can't make new maisa malachos. You can include more objects into the malacha.
What would be an example of equivalent to picking them with your teeth for the balamor?
Carrying it on your shoulder. Doing hotzah on your shoulder. That's not the derech hotzah. That's a mishnah. That's a mishnah. That you can do hotzah kelachar yad. Hotzah can be done kelachar yad. Or even throwing. Without the Lach Lamosh Mishina, you wouldn't know throwing. That's a different era.
Right?
So, that's a different era. So it would seem that the Baal HaMor holds that the place that you put the object is not a question of your derech of Otsah. That the derech, like Tosis keeps emphasizing, the normal way, he keeps emphasizing, right? Tosis old question is, where is Dalad Dalad come from? Right? So he says, De'ain regilis lahaniach hachefetz v'pochus midalad. On Dalad Amalaf, right? The Tosis v'habahim nakiva. His whole idea is he throws it into the way you do a hanacha. It's not the normal way to put something on a very small object. Right? That's not the normal way. But it's all, he's learning it in terms of the derech of doing the thing. Whereas it would seem the Baal HaMor is saying the makom is as much of what you're using as the object. It's a double tashmish. You mishtamish with the object and with the makom. The only thing is, just like there's a shear by Tevin, how much Tevin are you going to be chayev on Hotzah, there's also a shear on how much of an object, how much of a space you're using. But just like I can be machshev the shear of what I'm carrying, I can be machshev the makom too. Because it's all a question of the use. It's a question of the tashmish of the objects. It becomes a funny formulation. It's a strange kind of a formulation. I don't know exactly how to formulate it.
It's also just funny idea in general, but that being mishtamish with the makom is just as significant in the malacha as being mishtamish with the object. Maybe that's just because we've been looking at it
right
opposite way from before. You know,
but that's what he's saying. He's saying that part of, now that's why he's saying that where you're taking it from is not usually a tashmish of that makom. Right? Normally, you don't count where you're taking it from. Your makshava can't alter that because there's no significance. So that just has to go by the standard makom. But you can't be machshev it any differently.
I guess my question is, what is the shimush of the makom? Like, what is that?
But he says, but if you're spitting, that is making that makom. Then you want to be mefane, he says, right? See his lashon? To empty out. He says, oh no, is that Tosfos lashon? He says, Shehu machshev al atzmo v'tzorach l'oso makom. He needs that spot. Now, is the tashmish of the makom that you're coming from is emptying it, is freeing it, and the tashmish of the makom that you're going to is that it should be used as the basis of this. That it's a storage area. I'm using it. I'm being mishtamish for that makom. This makom I'm freeing, and this makom I am using. As he's really saying, it's like a tziruf of a tashmish of two makomos through an object. It's like a reverse flip, right?
Yeah.
It's a flip. you could define Otsa in two ways. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if the object doesn't play a more central role too. But you could learn Otsa in two ways, right? The way we've been learning it up to now is that it's an issur to change the quality of the object, which is also strange, right?
Right.
Change the quality of the object. But you could learn it's an issur to be mishtamesh with a makom in a certain way. It's an issur tashmish of makom to free a makom and use a makom, but there has to be a tziruf between the two, and that's the object.
Right. It can't be a different object.
Can't be a different object, then there's no tziruf.
That's a very interesting proposition.
Right.
Definitely malacha grua.
Yeah.
You never like normally think of.
So that's why you're saying that normally you can't say what's coming next on the object that you're freeing. The place that you're freeing is just omed for anything. So it has to just be the standard shear of makom, the universal shear makom. But if I have a specific need that I need this place to be free of this object, right, it's a different kind of a place, the mouth. Then I can say that it's considered the malacha of freeing this makom, even though this makom is not dalad al dalad. But if it's just on your hand, then it has to be the universal makom, because the removing can't qualify the makom like the placing can. It's an interesting thing, because you're not really being mishtamish with the makom that you're removing it from. That's the opposite. That's the freeing of it. So it has to be defined not by your maisa. It has to be defined prior to your maisa. So that can only be by the universal definition of.
Let me just clarify. In the spitting case, then the reason why that's being mishtamish is because the shimush of the mouth depends on it being free of spit.
That's right.
And that's why
it
would
seem, because that's a special kind of a place, and that place. There is an idea of and the idea of freeing that place is not totally on the place as an object of resting other things on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right.
It's a different kind of a place.
Right. I mean, you wouldn't say the same thing by emptying like if there's something on the table, taking something off.
Right.
Meaning it's true you're freeing that also, but.
Right. But the tabletop is just a regular makom of use, and your machshava is not making it a storage spot.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you don't relate to it. You don't relate to it as a, you're relating to it just as you're relating to it in terms of the removal. But that's not the machshava you need to make a small area a spot. You have to be able to be machshavit as a makom of hanocha, and that you can't do with a maisakira. but one second. So that's the halacha though, that a makom dalad, that's the gzeiras hakasuv. That's the final answer. That the yad is always a makom dalad dalad, meaning to say. That the yad doesn't go by the yad, you don't deem by the regular shear, since like the Ram says, since the yad has properties, it's considered a usable place, whether it's always considered a usable place. But that always seems to be the way the Baal HaMor is formulated.
Just according to the Baal HaMor, when he says by the like ways what it doesn't answer the mission of the Akira,
right?
He would say what he means when he says you don't care where it comes from. He means by that you're not really getting real shimush from that makom, since you don't care.
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm not. What does he say again? Let me see again. He says. Right. That's what he's saying. He's saying that there's a quality of makom, and that there's the standard quality of makom is dalad al dalad. That's like wheat. Right? Now, in order to make a new object, like making the Eitzim into an object of Kotzer, you have to access them directly as the object of your Machshava. Right? That's good when you're putting the object down, because now you're being mishtamish with that Makom. Right? But when I take it from the place, you can't say I'm being mishtamish with that place by taking it, because what do I care? So then it can only have the definition of place of the universal. Because I can't come in with my Akira and define it as a place. Because the Akira is not shayach. The Akira doesn't care where it's coming from. That's what he's saying. The Akira, the machshava of the Akira won't qualify the place. Because it's not using the place in a positive sense. There's no nafkamina where I got it from. But by the spitting, I dafka need this place empty.
Right.
I dafka need this place. I dafka need this place. That's really the whole reason why I'm spitting. It's really see, by spitting, it's the opposite. It's not that I want to put spit on the ground.
You get it out of here.
Right. Normally, hotzah, the hanocha is the culmination. Right? But by the, so that's why I can be machshir the makom with the hanocha, because that's the culmination. That's the real object. But by the roke, or the hishtin, the real reason is the akira. Then I can be machshav the makom through akira. Can't be machshav the makom through the akira when the akira is just a stepping stone to the real machshav of hanacha.
Point about more, just in a standard case of hanacha, right? So then what is the Akira conceptually then in the Malacha?
That's a good question. I'm not 100% sure. That's what I'm saying. I'm not really sure how to define it according to him. But all I can say, I'm not sure how he's learning the Akira aspect. But it would seem he's learning it's the Tashmish of the two Makomas. The only thing is that's why he does hold you have to be Mishtamish of the two Makomas. But your Tashmish of that Makom is not going to define that Makom. You know what I mean? The Tashmish of Akira is not going to define the Makom. Because it's not the object of the it's just a it's a different type of a Tashmish. It's a Tashmish that's only it's secondary to the true purpose of the Malacha. The true purpose of the Malacha is to have a new place to store it, a new place to put it. You can't get into the inner workings of the makom. You can't be machshiv the makom you're taking it from. Unless that's the ikar of the malacha, like by rogue. See, I'm saying it's not that he's really saying they're different. You don't have to say he's saying Akira and Hanacha are different. They're both tashmish of the makom, but the type of tashmish is going to affect whether you can really attach your machshava to that place and say, I'm making this place important. Taking it from it doesn't make it important, on the contrary.
Right.
So you can't say, well, I took it from there, I made it an important place. Right? You say, I put it on there, I made it an important place. Because that's the sof. That's the whole machshava of your ma'isa. Except by roke, where it is the machshava of the ma'isa. It's an unbelievable...
Right.
It's an unbelievable
resolution.
It's an unbelievable resolution, yeah. Jeremy?
Definitely a different way of looking at things.
David?
Yeah.
Good, okay. So, but Tosos is learning, we have to say differently. That what... That he's saying that putting it down is also going to be putting it down on the makom 2x2 is also is just a shina in the derech. It's a shina in the derech. So what is the malacha then? The Ramban kept emphasizing that it's maleches machsheves. And the Ramban said, the Ramban put it very well. He says, if you have das to put it on a makom of 2x2, you don't have machshava for the malacha. That's just not a machshava. You can have machshava can do wonderful things, but it's not going to make something into a malacha if it's not, can't say, well, I want to be over Shabbos by doing this. Very nice. But you can't. You can't just do that. Right?
Can't make up a new tzura.
Can't make up a new tzura, correct. That's what he's saying. That's what he's basically saying. You can't make up a new tzura. So what is the tzura? So what is the tzura? So it would seem, I'm just thinking this a little bit out loud here, but it would seem that according to the Ramban and the Tosfos, they're learning the ikar of hotzah is more like we've been saying. The ikar of the of hotzah is to break a tziraf of makom and create a tziraf of makom, right? That's the ikar of the tzura. The tzura is to uproot a tziraf and to create a tziraf. Okay.
So now, of the chetza.
Of the chetza. No, it's to qualify the chefza, to change the quality that it had of makom here and create the quality there. But that is only going to happen through tziruf, right? Through tziruf of makom. So now he's saying like this. There's two ways he's saying like this. So what's the idea of dalid al dalid? That if I have no other activity other than taking the object from here and putting it there, that's all I'm doing, right? Picking it up here and putting it down there. So the very maisa that I'm doing is shina rishus. That's all you can say I did. Is I changed the object's place. But if the Torah says that there's a way the object is considered mitzuraf here and mitzuraf there, right? The Torah says it's only considered a tziraf to this place if this place is dalal dalad. And it's only considered a new tziraf over there if that place is dalal dalad. So the Torah is defining for you how you create shina rishus. So if I say, well, I want it to be on a makom 2x2, I say, that's very nice, but that's not considered a tziruf to that place. Torah does not define that as a tziruf to that place, to the place of the rishus, not the place it's on, to the rishus that it's in. But if I have to feed the dog, then that makes the tzira for the place. Then I'm not trying to make the tzira through the naked definition of shina rishus. You understand? I'm not trying to make my own idea of tzira. There is an idea of tzira for the activity itself. You understand? And did I have machshava for that? Yes, I did. So I had machshava for a new tziruf makom, for a tziruf makom. But that tziruf makom, I'm not trying to make my own idea of tziruf makom. You understand? Mm-hmm. It is a tziruf makom. It is a tziruf. So really, the idea of the malacha is being okay with tziruf and making tziruf. But if that's all I'm doing, and I have a different idea, I have a 2x2 instead of a 4x4, then I'm saying, I don't like the Torah's idea of tziruf, just of place. The Torah says 4x4 is a tziruf, I think 2x2 is enough of a tziruf. Right? But that's trying to redefine the tziruf of the maisa of shinoi rishus per se.
Why is it like 8x2?
Hold on. That's trying to change the idea of the tziruf of the maisa per se, right? But if I say that there's a special circumstance here and I need to feed the dog, right? I'm not trying to make it a new tzirif to the makom just by virtue of a smaller area. I'm saying there's an intrinsic tzirif.
Yeah.
In other words, the Torah's dalet al dalet is only when there's no
like
other tzirif. It's like a generic tzirif. You understand? It's only when there's since the malacha at the bottom is really shina rishus, there has to be just a general definition of shina rishus.
Right.
But and I can't change that general definition. That's like trying to lower the standards. I can't lower the standards. But if there's a greater tzirif, that's certainly not wrong.
Right.
That's certainly not wrong. That would be like saying if you do kotzer with a sickle, that's chayev. But if I invent a specialized tool that's even better than the sickle, then I'm going to be putter.
Right. I understand the idea, given that.
So there's no corollary to head off your question. There's no corollary to the eitzim in Tosos.
Right.
There's no corollary to
the thing. I just don't have it clear. I mean, I understand what you're saying.
Right?
Given,
yeah. Right.
You're just making it a better mice.
Right.
Given that.
It'd be like saying you can't write with a pen because they use quills and pens are better than quills. That wouldn't be chayav the raisa, because they only had quills. Right.
I understand. Given that the definition of dalet is the tzura, given that that's the tzura.
That's not the tzura. That's saying that's a definition of shina rishus alone. If I'm not doing anything else,
right,
there is also a simple definition of when the object has changed its place.
Right. No,
you have to have, otherwise you'd have specific.
That's right.
Things for
because right. Since the bottom line is it's a malacha of shina rishus, it has to be defined just in terms of shina rishus. Has to be able to say a guy did nothing but shina rishus, right?
The thing I just don't have clear in my mind, maybe this has to do with the distinction in its own right, but why is it that this idea is not just like, why can't it be wheat, you know, 4 to 2 tefachim is like wheat to 8 to 2? Why is it a new tzura as opposed?
Because that's the machlokas, that's the underlying machlokas between Tosus and the Balamor. What role does the place play? If you're gonna say that you can have machshava from 4 to 2, you have to consider that's the move I'm trying to make. If you're gonna say that the place can go from 4 to 2 with your machshava about it, you must view the place as an entity in the malacha itself. But Tosus doesn't. Tosus views the place just as a way of qualifying the shina rishus. Did you do a good shina rishus? Well, you have to do it in a normal way. The normal way of putting an object from here to there is to take it from a makom dal dal and put it on the makom dal dal. You want to do it in an abnormal way? That's like cutting wheat with your teeth.
Right. Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
I think it's very good.